talking about different motions in their municipal district. But I'm actually joined on the line now with Fianna Fáil local councillor in the Athy municipal district, Fair Louise Bean. Morning, Fair Louise, and thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning, Tara, and listeners. Thank you for having me this morning.
No, and I know, Fair Louise, this isn't one of our normal conversations, because normally we would have you on and we would be talking about motions that you'd risen. But it was something, I suppose, that came to our attention. And I know you had been impacted, where basically you had received a screenshot on social media of a post that had been put up for 21 hours, it seemed, before it was removed. Stating, well, maybe you could tell us what exactly happened.
Well, I can, Tara. I got a screenshot from a friend of mine morning during the week, and I was very surprised. I can read it out to you if you want. It was just false information claiming that I had said things about house development designs to suit specific religious requirements. Completely fabricated. Completely false. And the Facebook page that encouraged to share it encouraged other people to share it. And so I just want to start by saying that false information in this regard is quite small compared to what the Olgave family are dealing with the false information about their son Stephen. Yeah. And it's just this is minutiae compared to what they're going through, but I really respect and appreciate the opportunity to speak about it nonetheless, Tara.
Yeah, so like as you said, now maybe I know you were saying it was, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but it was along the lines that it had been written on this post, future developments for houses to be made to suit Muslim individuals to suit their life. And as you said, there was no grounds, like where, or do you even have any idea where this notion could have come from?
Gosh, no. Look, yeah. I mean, it's not an MD meeting. It's not a full council meeting. I mean, I know there's special procedures committees, SPC committees across the council. The council staff have internal meetings among themselves. But this is complete pulled out of fabric. It's fabricated completely, pulled out of the sky. Like, it makes no sense. Now, I am working with a gentleman and his child in a housing issue with regard to structural noise. That's the only housing issue at all.
Nothing to do with that.
And nothing to do with this.
So, and can I ask you then, was it something that was shared? And then how did you go about getting it removed?
Well, look, when I spotted it, I replied and I said, it's a lie and you know it is. And they replied, we were contacted by a person that was at the meeting, again, the fake meeting. Mm. So is this person lying? Obviously. And so can you forward the minutes of the meeting then, please? So obviously this never happened, doesn't exist. Mm. And I just asked them for a name, which they weren't forthcoming with. And I had just, I reported it to Facebook and my family and my friends. And I wanted to thank my network of friends and family who did this on my behalf as well. Because if you look at my work and go back over my work, this is completely off the wall compared to what my normal work would be.
But I think
anybody
who
knows me would know that.
We need to, when it's misinformation, and that does need to be called out, and the danger and the damage that misinformation can do.
Correct, Tara. And the comments under the initial post on this Facebook group indicated people immediately believing it. Mm. And if people in the comments posed a question, the administrators of this Facebook group replied with more false information. So it speaks volumes to the abilities of these groups to be able to manipulate and exploit people into believing sensationalistic, words. It's to believe if it's presented in an alarmist way, and how they can manipulate people into buying into it almost immediately.
And it's
so dangerous.
Look, with Facebook.
Well, they took it down.
They did. Okay, so they did respond because often, you know, that isn't always the case, or it can take some time. So there was action There was action on
there was part. Action. Now, either Facebook got it removed or the organisation took it down themselves. But I'm people had sent me screenshots of when they had reported it. So it was reported en masse.
Okay. Do you know, because often it can be reported and not removed. So do you know what? That is some welcome news that it was. And again, I suppose the purpose, Mary Louise, that we have you on today is that clarification. And the other thing, I suppose, in... us as a news team or as an outlet, we have to verify. You always have to verify your facts. There's often stuff, and we've had conversations off air, certain things won't make it to air because we Correct. Always have to verify everything. So, and it is frustrating. And it is the, I suppose, social media and the world we live in, it is much easier to publish, you know, comments or make statements that aren't verified.
Well, it's irresponsible. It's irresponsible and it's dangerous.
And it is dangerous.
It can be very damaging. It is, yeah. And it's irresponsible.
I have to ask you about another... Now, this is total side issue, but I'll tell you, there was Clem Ryan was drawing maps for me of a thigh yesterday. I was getting familiar because we were talking about traffic arrangements around the new square. And I suppose, and I know this is something that has come up quite a bit, but traffic coming down the Carla Road proceeded, you know, always proceeded straight to the traffic lights, but there's a new traffic arrangement in place. I think has it been there for over 2 years now where, you know, traffic has been diverted in a semicircle around the back of the square. But it has, you know, it's leading to a lot of congestion and the route, you know, the five schools on the other side, they don't have lights that are bringing them on. Is there any update there? I know it's something you've risen before. Have we any update on that?
As yet, and look, all the five MD councillors have pushed for this and pushed the roads department. And, you know, we need a proper design and a proper plan for there's a reluctance to put traffic lights in at the bridge, the idea being traffic queuing on the bridge not being good for the bridge, but that's happening anyway. So I mean, like, the road you're speaking about is just along by the river there, along by the Barrow. So you come in the Carla Road, you turn left and go around the back of the building, and it you know, the road markings at least need to be split in two, because there's room there for two cars to want to turn left and want to turn left over the bridge and want to turn right down towards the schools. But it is, if you can avoid that area in the morning at all, if you're coming in the Carlow Road, if you can go around by the train station,
I know,
the top
and
that of
is hard
Street.
For some people though, isn't it, that they can't avoid it. And like with five schools on the other side, there's, you know, the estates and everything. But anyway,
I do know of a good few. There are primary schools, small rural primary schools on the Carlow Road, so Ballyroe, Levittstown and Kilkee, and I know people on the Barrow House School on the Carlow side have brought their kids to smaller rural schools because it's easier to get to them.
Oh gosh, right, okay. Well, that's not the solution either. Okay, so it is something that you are pushing for. Well, listen, if there's any change, do let us know, and we'll have to let Clem Roy know as well. But I just want to thank you so much. That was Fianna Fáil councillor in the Athy Municipal District, Vera Louise Bean. Coming up after the break, we are going to speak to a local councillor in South Belfast, Donal Lyons, who has been witnessing what has been going on in Northern Ireland over the last few days.
Talk that matters. Text or WhatsApp Kildare today on 0833 97.